This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Joseph Ancinelli. How are you, Joseph?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
And Joseph is the co-founder and CEO of Gladly, which is one of the fastest-growing customer service softwares in America. Talk about what the company does.
Our mission is to help companies make customer service, what we like to say, is radically personal.
Radically?
Yeah.
That's a big word. How did that come in there? And that's officially in your mission.
Right on the homepage. Look, you've probably experienced this when you engage with a company and you're a very loyal customer and they don't know who you are.
Yes.
What we want to do is help deliver the kinds of relationships that we have in our personal lives, like the way I communicate with my wife. I see her in the morning. If I'm traveling, I'm emailing and texting. I'm on FaceTime with her in the evening. I always know in all those ways I communicate with her that I'm talking to her. And what we're trying to do is help companies deliver that same kind of experience, independent of how a customer might communicate.
Okay, so the word radical fits in there because that is not the common practice.
No, it's not.
How do you do that?
Well, the big idea is if you look at most customer service software, they're designed around a case or a ticket. You've probably called a company that gives you.
Absolutely.
Your case.
Here's your case number.
Right.
And you're like, where do I even write that down?
Exactly. And
can I tell you what I hate the most?
Tell me.
It's even like when you go to the bank and the first thing they say is, what's your account number? I'm like, well, geez, I have 5 accounts with you. I don't know. And I said, how about if you just ask me your name?
Exactly.
But keep going. But that's at the heart of this impersonal style that everyone's caught into. So keep going.
What you just described is exactly what we've done. We've said, let's not focus on case numbers or ticket numbers or account numbers. Let's put people at the center. Let's make the core of the software to be centered around a person, a customer. So I'll give an example. JetBlue is one of our customers. Now, when you contact JetBlue, whether it's on the phone or email or you're chatting on the web or in the mobile app or sending in a text message, all your communications are organized around who you are. And you can seamlessly move between those. You can be chatting on the website and then move to a phone call and it might be 2 different people that you're communicating with. But now, for the first time, they have a single place. It's all centered around you and your one lifelong conversation history in a single place.
And it's all there. You don't have to repeat yourself
exactly.
Over and over. I'm wondering, it sounds pretty like fundamental, but why does this not happen? Because, and I will commend, because JetBlue is one of my favorite airlines. Actually, our first interview was with David Neeleman, the founder of JetBlue, and I always think they have just tremendous customer service. They won our Customer Service Transformative CEO Award last year, even. But so, forgetting all that, this doesn't happen with other companies. Why did JetBlue reach out to you to do this?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, clearly they care a lot about customer support and the customer experience. It's one of the things that differentiates them.
No question.
Right? You know, an airplane, for the most part, is an airplane. And if you're going from JFK to San Francisco, the experience is the thing that's going to differentiate you. And that experience is often like how you deliver it to that individual passenger or customer. So they really care about it. And a few years ago, they set out to rethink how they could deliver and take their customer service to the next level. You know, they were doing things that no one else had ever done. You know, they were the first ones to have
bringing humanity back.
That was their mission, bringing humanity back to air travel. You know, they were the first ones to put TVs, free Wi-Fi. You know, but all those things get copied by other people, so they knew they had to actually continue to innovate on that customer experience. And they happened to connect with us when we were very early, and they became our very first customer.
Now, you just were founded in 2015. Isn't it hard? You know, and a lot of you, we've 600,000 listeners, and most of them have small, mid-sized companies. Isn't it hard to get a big customer like that early in the phase? How do you do that?
Well, I think that, yes, the answer is yes. It is hard to do that, believe me. It was a lot of hard work and energy and effort. I think the key here was that we had a shared vision. You know, our vision of making customer service radically personal, they had this mission of, you know, originally when they founded the airline, bringing humanity back to air travel. This idea of making things very personal and simple is still part of their core mission. So because we matched on their mission and our mission, and they knew they wanted to do something innovative, it was a great partnership.
So let's go back into, how do you change it from a software perspective where it's all about Robert Rees now, and it's not like ticket number 49836?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I mean, if you look at most of the other legacy customer service software products, the core of what they do is called case management. And I was very curious when we started the company, why is it that that's how we do customer support? Turns out it comes from the legal case file system from the 1800s.
Really?
Right.
No.
And it was first then adopted in the early 1900s by hospitals as a patient case file. And fast forward 100 years later, people created all these software applications to manage cases, case files, case patient cases. Sometimes the thing about innovation is the things that we take for granted every single day, it kind of takes a point of view to say, what if we did do something radically different? Make it radically personal. What if we said, look, let's not go rebuild a new case management tool. Let's build a people-centered customer service software where the core is the person, not the case. It just sometimes takes a very different perspective. Being a Silicon Valley startup CEO, you have to take risks and you have to do things very differently. And if you can get them to work, you can get great customers, you make them successful. That's how you redefine an industry. And that's what we're trying to do.
So what else in the customer experience is different? So right now you've said with every client, it's based on the person,
right.
Number one. Number two, there will be a track of that person's the history so you don't have to explain over and over again. You should do this with be it the IRS, Motor Vehicle Department. Oh, my goodness. You could improve the world a lot. But what else is different about
it? Well, the second piece we realized is that, you know, if you think about the way consumers communicate, transact, travel, like in the last 10 years, all of that has been upended, right? It's on a mobile device. We use lots of different ways to communicate. I mean, historically, customer support was either on the phone or in person.
Mm-hmm.
Today, people not only want to email, they want to text, they want to chat, they want to use Facebook, they want to use Twitter. So what we said was, let's center around people and let's provide primarily a messaging product. A messaging product that is independent of any one particular channel.
Oh, that's the secret. It's around the person and it's messaging.
Correct. And it's having a messaging platform that allows for everything from traditional things like voice. So you can call. We record the calls. We have all that context. But you can seamlessly move between any of those other channels. So I can, you know, continue on with JetBlue. There was an example they shared recently a few weeks or a month ago. There was a weather delay. Customer was on their site. They were using web chat. And they said that they needed to then call to finalize the transaction to confirm the credit card, et cetera. And the customer said, oh, boy, I'm going to have to start all over again, aren't I? And they said, no. When you call, just give us your name or your TrueBlue number or your email address, and the next person to help you, the next crew member, they will have your entire history. The customer's like, okay, I'm not sure.
I don't believe that.
Right, exactly. But they did. They called, and they actually told the crew member, like, I didn't actually believe that would work, because they called and the crew member said, oh, I see your chat conversation right here. You need to change this flight to this date. No problem. Let me help you with that. That's transforming that customer experience, and that's the idea of having one lifelong conversation that can move seamlessly between voice or email or chat or SMS or any kind of context.
And I don't know any other organization that, you know, is doing something like that through messaging. How did you come up with the concept?
Well, you know, in addition to being CEO of Gladly, I was a general partner at Greylock, a venture capital firm.
Mm-hmm.
And at Greylock, we funded some companies you probably heard of, like LinkedIn and Facebook and Airbnb. And you're sitting there in Silicon Valley, you're seeing the changes that are happening with customer communication.
So you envisioned that this was going to be happening.
I wouldn't say that I exactly knew that it was going to work when we started. You never know. but we had a really strong thesis that the world had changed and we needed to provide a new way to do this.
If anyone wants to find out about you, how do you find out about GLADS?
Gladly.com. Super easy.
GLADLY.com.
Right.
Okay. I want to, one little question. If there's one sentence that codifies your belief on customer experience of the future, what is that one sentence? Because we're about to take a break.
When we were starting the company, one of the things which we believe fundamentally is this very famous Maya Angelou quote, which is people will forget the things you did, they'll forget the things you tell them, but they never forget how you make them feel. And if you can capture people emotionally, you will create a lasting impression in a very single small moment.
And that's what they're doing in, if it's on a phone, if it's in messaging, in any way. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do you take a customer experience model, how do you build a culture around that, and in addition, you're going to hear a remarkable story about what CEOs could learn from a challenging bicycle ride. Back in a few.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Joseph Antonelli, who is the CEO. Did I say it correctly?
You did.
Okay, because he gave me a look there. CEO and co-founder of Gladys. Gladly. Where's the name Gladly come? I've never heard that name, and it's such a cool model, I have to tell you. That's why I'm stumbling. Gladly.
Naming is one of the hardest things to do when you start a company. I believe that naming is actually only good in hindsight. Like, you never know in advance. I mean, who thought naming a computer company after a fruit would be a good name? Yet we don't think twice about that. And when we were working on name and we were talking about Gladly as a name, this idea of people asking you, hey, can you help me with this? And the response
to
you
is Gladly.
Gladly.
Got it.
That was the idea. You know, it's trying to create this connotation of making getting help easy, making it empathetic, and a positive experience.
So you started in 2015. You built this new model, which is completely customer-centric from a software perspective. No one had really done this. How do you build the culture to support that?
Yeah, building a culture is probably one of the most important things you can do when you start a company. And a couple of things that we have done is we started by writing down what was the culture we aspired to have. Because I believe that...
Who is we?
My co-founders, mm-hmm. and then eventually that initial core team of people that we mm-hmm. hired. Because my perspective is that culture is really a journey. It's not a destination, meaning that you're never going to get there. Like, you're always going to have to be practicing, performing, fixing, improving, investing in it. So we started out and we said, hey, what are the things that matter to us? Right, things like having a culture which starts being people-centric in terms of the importance of our team and our people. One that's very focused on customer success. Some companies are technology-focused. Some are sales-focused. We're very customer success-focused. One where we value transparency and communications. So we wrote these things down. That was the first step. The second step is really thinking about how do you recruit people that represent that kind of culture. We believe that you should have lots of diversity of people's ethnicity, gender, race. Like, you want to have lots of diversity of ideas, but there's certain things you don't want to have diversity on in your culture. You don't want to have diversity about how you do things. So, you know, finding people that are very focused on customer success across every function, whether that's engineering or sales or customer support. Everyone should have that. We've recruited
everyone that. There interacts with customers. That's different than any other company I know.
Yeah, we send engineers out all the time spending time
no
with customers.
No person who does not interface with customers, really.
Correct. I mean, we have customers come visit us. Our office manager, she's interacting with customers.
Now, by the way, when you talk about culture, you told me a great story you learned from the CEO of Microsoft.
Yes. At Greylock, we were hosting an event with Satya, and I hosted a small roundtable with about six or eight other CEOs, and I was prompting the discussion, if you will. And I asked him, you know, what was one of the key things that you did to take Microsoft from where it was to, you know, one of the world's most valuable companies today? I mean, I don't think people realize the value creation that has occurred under his leadership. I mean, it is tremendous.
And I could also say, every CEO I interview, they fill out a questionnaire, and his name has come up almost more than anyone else. Jeff Bezos has come up a lot, too, right. And then Warren Buffett. But the three of them are the people want to learn the most from.
Yes. So I asked him, and he said that he shared this story about this book called The Growth Mindset, which I had read, actually. My wife had given it to me. And it's actually about raising children and how you raise children to be
successful in the world. And in summary, the idea is with having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, he had to go change the culture of Microsoft so that people would think differently about how they were doing things. Like, there were certain things that before they were sacred cows, if you will. When you think about where Microsoft was when you joined, they were nowhere with respect to mobile. They were nowhere with respect to the cloud, whether it's Azure or...
Fixed means we've always done it. This is how our family's done it with your kids.
Right.
Anyone listening in, if you have kids, fixed is our family's always done it. This is how you prepare for college. This is what you do for sports,
right.
How you do your homework, whatever it is.
And you can apply this idea of fixed versus growth mindset to how you build a company, which is, hey, just because we've done something that way doesn't mean it's the way to keep doing it in the future. And he invested a ton in just getting people to develop much more of a growth mindset about, hey, I get that we did not develop the operating system for phones. Apple and Google own those. But we need to be a dominant player in mobile, so how are we going to get there? And, you know, you can just see they have some of the top productivity apps.
And what is one concept, or is that it, that you've gained from this, that you've used in your leadership style to build a customer-centric company?
Well, having a growth mindset is incredibly important because, you know, when you start a company, you know, you were asking earlier about, like, is it hard to get JetBlue as a customer? Of course it's hard. And most people would say it's impossible. But if you have a growth mindset, you know you're going to be able to get the first. If you get the first, that'll get your second. Your second will help you get the fifth, and then the tenth, and then the 20th, and then the 100th. And so having a view that, yes, we are going to do things differently, and we believe they will be better than the alternatives, that journey can be hard. I mean, being in a startup, it has lots of ups and downs. You get a lot of no's. But if you have a belief and you have this growth mindset, it's the thing that helps you get through those really hard days.
So let's shift over to the personal side. Talk about your bicycle situation.
Yes.
And what you learned from it as a CEO.
So I love to bike. There was a period of time before kids where I was biking 3,000 to 5,000 miles a year.
Wow.
And for me it's so important, I think, as a leader, to make sure you take time for yourself, to invest in yourself, because it makes you a better leader. This particular thing that happened one morning, it was Easter morning several years ago, I was in the midst of starting a company, and I had a bike accident. I was going downhill in the Marin Headlands, and the bike slipped out from under me. I hit a 4x4 wood post that was holding up the barricade at 25 miles an hour, broke 3 ribs, was in the ICU for 2 days, was in the hospital for a week. We were literally in the midst of starting this company. I remember my two co-founders came. I mostly remember I was on a lot of morphine, actually, at the time. And I remember their faces seeing me in the ICU. But what it taught me was that the importance of a team to get through adversity. And if you surround yourself with the right set of people, then you can surmount any challenge that's put in front of you for the most part. And, you know, they just said, hey, don't worry, we're going to delay a little bit, but as soon as you get back on your feet, no pun intended, we'll get back at it.
1 minute left. The future of GLAD.
The future of Gladly, again, going back to our mission, we really are trying to make customer service radically personal. And what we've been able to do in our first few years of our life as a company has been to get those first early adopters and innovators who believe that same idea. I think if you were to think forward 10 years, let's say for some reason, you know, the company doesn't exist and you were to write our obituary, what would I want it to say? I would want it to say that we have really change the rules for how people think about delivering customer service across all business-to-consumer industries. So that in 10 years, people look back and say, of course this is the way we deliver service. Of course it's centered around people. Of course we enable people to communicate and meet them wherever they are. If we can get it so that everyone now thinks that, we've rewritten the rules, then we're successful.
On that note, great having you on the CEO show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We'll be right back.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Mark Mader. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you.
And Mark is the CEO of Smartsheet. Now, in fairness, I hadn't heard of Smartsheet. And once I found out about it, you're really transforming the entire workplace and how people interact with each other. And super successful. You know, you did your IPO, and that was a great success. And you came in as CEO, but really president, shortly after the company started. So first, let's talk about what Smartsheet is.
Smartsheet is an online software service to which tens of thousands of companies subscribe. And upon subscribing, one of the things that they're looking to achieve is how to unlock strength within their teams to allow people to better manage projects, programs, and processes, dramatic pause, in a modern way. And that modern way is critical, because today people expect systems and their software to be highly collaborative and to really enable them to take action quickly with very few dependencies on others. And what we've seen over the years is that companies as small as 10-person consultancies to large firms with tens of thousands of employees are embracing this technology because they realize they have to change. They have to operate more effectively.
Okay, so what really blew me away is your model of where you're saying people are getting it wrong in technology and what you're doing and getting great successes in.
Yeah, I think what people often get wrong is assuming that people have a very high tolerance for complexity. So when we talk about the power of software, less often do people talk about what it takes to actually mobilize on it. And what we try to do is we try to develop and present people with value and how it can benefit them, but also make it very accessible. So one of the key attributes of the firm and how we design our products is how do you enable someone to succeed even if they are not high on the technology spectrum, if they're not a developer, even if they're not a citizen developer, just a citizen.
So in what you're saying there is there's a big new phrase. People say, oh, this is high code, this is low code. But actually, the problem is low code means you still need to know code,
you
right?
You sure do.
So you have somehow, and this is breakthrough, you have somehow eliminated this.
Yeah.
Talk that through.
People, when I speak with people about what they do in their business, they can articulate who they serve, how they serve them, the process they want to deploy. But then when it comes to applying technology to it, there's this pause. And the pause is, but I'm not skilled to actually change how I work. I'm very fluent in sending an email. I'm very fluent in sending a message or a text. I'm extraordinarily fluent in writing a doc. But you start going beyond that, and people get nervous. They say, let me call in my director of IT. Let me call in the expert. And what we believe so strongly in is that people can elevate. People can collect information in modern ways. They can organize it. They can automate it. They can visualize and report out on it to either their teams or their clients in really powerful ways, and they can actually do that with their business teams.
And you've sort of gone in another area, which is functional scaling,
yeah,
where once they get it right, they could significantly grow. Talk about that, too, how that really works.
Yeah, so when there's momentum starts to be generated within these teams and businesses, and it is perceived as highly successful, well, guess what? Good ideas spread. And that great idea that worked well for this one initiative is then promoted into, well, let's do this hundreds of times. So the idea of functional scale is one where, will it work when we are doing it hundreds of times or thousands of times over? One example might be, we were renovating a hotel, and we were fantastically effective at doing this big remodel on this facility. And then we're asked to do that across 300 properties. How do we maintain consistency across those 300 as opposed to doing one-offs?
The first thing you're saying when you and I were talking before is you're like, wow, that's great. We want that project. The second thing is, oh, boy.
Right, exactly. And what we find is that the bridging between something that works well upon landing in an organization has to clear certain hurdles to be adopted and maintained over time. You need to not only have functional scale, you need to conform to IT policy, how it ties into the other systems that are present within the workplace. So you can't be a one-hit wonder in a sense. You have to be able to cater to those different audiences along the way.
So you are experts in workplace, in changing that around. Talk about what your whole customer experience is and how you work with your clients.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we believe is critically important is for people to be able to take certain steps in a self-directed way. That means I don't want to have to go through 3 hours of demos. I don't want to have to bring in the experts to help understand how I can get started. So how do I get an early win as quickly as I can, and then as needed, bring in people to help me understand the possibilities of something greater? And I think software, more and more, the expectation is I need to be able to achieve a quick win and demonstrate success.
This is Robert Riso on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mark Mader, and he is the CEO of Smartsheet, which is a pretty incredible company. What is the website, by the way, if anyone wants to find out about it?
Smartsheet.com.
Oh, that's, should have got that one. So what I want to ask you is, there's a lot of technology companies, especially in the Bay Area. What do you do in technology that really no one else does that you would say, this is it?
The combination of how our capabilities are presented to someone is a massive differentiator. So people often get too fixated on the checklist comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have automation? Yes. Do you have dashboards? We do. Is it shareable? Sure is. And people get so much comfort in looking at the checklist. And then you put the person in front of it, and guess what? They're unable to move forward. Well, why? It's hard. It's complex. I didn't go to the two-week training. So one of the huge differentiators for us is that our product is instantly familiar. How can I say that?
That's like the no-code, right? Everyone knows it immediately. You don't need any technological background.
Yeah, to get started and to get that first win. And part of that was influenced by our design and really honoring what a billion people in the world had been exposed to, and that was the spreadsheet. Now, we innovated dramatically on that construct, but the form is very familiar to people. I think the other pieces that really are standout and differentiating is how we tie to the things that people use every day, whether it's Microsoft 365, we're now integrating with Adobe, how we tie into the Google Suite, how we tie into Salesforce, how we tie into Atlassian. These are all tools and systems underpinnings that exist within most businesses today. And when someone sees something new, one of the questions is, well, how does it work with? And we try to have those bridges really well established.
Let's talk, in a sense, what you do is you transform work. And a key thing you do is you make it, you're not into making it more efficient. And as a matter of fact, you have a whole philosophy about why that's so important. So talk about, discuss how you transform work and then why you're not trying to make things more efficient. Because everyone with software, they say, oh, they're going to make us more efficient, but you do something totally different.
Yeah, efficiency, there's nothing wrong with efficiency. However, a famous quote I once heard was, you can't expense save your way to greatness. I love that one. So at the end of the day, we drive all this efficiency to what end? Without innovation, without change, transformation, you will not survive over the long run, I believe. So efficiency is wonderful, but is it really about being able to build 4% more widgets, or is it about being able to work more quickly so that you have some capacity to actually critically inspect what you're doing so that you have an idea on how to do it differently and better? So when we talk about effective, we spoke about the difference between digital acceleration and digital transformation. For it to be transformative, something needs to be different. And that is something where people often get confused with faster is better, we are now transforming, when in fact you maybe are just working more quickly.
You've 1 minute left. Quick case study of a company you worked with.
One of the largest ag businesses in the world, Syngenta, mm-hmm. out of Greensboro, Carolina, North Carolina. Great example of a company not distinctly in the Bay Area. This is a company that touches 30% of the world's food supply. And one of the examples that really resonated with me was the head of health and safety and her team transformed a process for health for safety observations on their facilities. The former process was decidedly not tech-based.
And right now, we're going to have to hear the end of that story after the break. Okay? Back in a few. By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That looks, it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes. But for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Mark Mader. And Mark, you were telling a really interesting story beforehand about a transformation. Go into that.
This team had identified that the number of safety observations that were happening at facilities could be improved. And how do we lower the complexity of how someone actually submits something? Well, the traditional method was fill out a form, fax the form, and then hopefully it gets addressed. The new model was a business unit being able to create a digital form that could be accessed on people's phones with a QR code on their employee badge, that if there was any safety issue that they observed, they could instantly create that form on their phone, submit it, and have it routed to the person who could take action. The result? 500% increase in observations.
Wow.
A 65% increase. These are incredible numbers. And the thing that is so interesting about this example was, while there was strong support from IT, it was the business unit that executed on this.
So this is the whole theme. What you're doing differently that other people are not doing is you are focusing on the true business issues. You're not needing to have all of IT and technology heavy. You're letting people who are on the business line improve workflow.
And one of the things that we found is that when you can activate someone who has historically not done this type of work, they feel more connected to their work. So as a CEO, it is one of the biggest impacts you can have when the person feels close to their work and it mattering and there's ownership, they want to do it again. And that it builds off of itself.
And we've talked before, you have this really interesting concept that, let's say if someone has a skill but it's not the skill you need, you should use that skill anyway. This is a very different thought of how most CEOs think.
Yeah, it's when I think about the leveling up of someone's skill, one of the things that I think is most rewarding is how you can get someone who one day didn't think something was possible and flip the bit. Mm-hmm. How can you get them to that first win? And when I think about the focus that's and a lot of the talk track in the market today around the needing to reskill people to be part of the future tech-based ecosystem, I think it's tremendously hard to reskill people, to train people. How do you identify the things that they already have that are relevant regardless of technology? Things like critical thinking. Critical thinking is a great core trait that you can utilize in upskilling someone with no code tools to actually be productive in the future state. And the more we can go to the person where they are today and enable them, the greater success we will have in enrolling the majority of the work population.
So let's talk about Smartsheet, and what is your message to the CEO community about Smartsheet?
The majority of your workers today can contribute to your transformation as a business. There are ideas, there are recommendations they have. You need to arm them to take action. It's not good enough to say, hey, Robert, send me that form with that idea and let my IT group go execute against it. Because guess what? That backlog is going to be so long you'll get through it by about 2027. How do you empower your team to move now on your behalf? And I think in doing so, one of the one of the secondary and tertiary benefits is they're more connected as employees. So you're going to strengthen your team by getting them involved. And it's tough because we have years and years and years and years of having been told that it's not possible. So we need to break this scar tissue, in a sense. We need to bust through.
It's a message for CEOs. Let's talk about the growth of Smartchief. When you came in, small company, and now it's about 1,500 employees, and you're doing some work with, I know you're doing a lot of work with Cisco, for example, a lot of major companies, and also smaller companies, too. What was the secret of building the company from a leadership perspective?
I think part of it is recognizing that the next newest team member has value. And it's not value just in doing their job, it's value in having insights. And when I think about the major innovations we've had at our company, some of them have come from, quote, leaders. Mm-hmm. Others have come from, I would say, the heart of the order. The heart, like the middle of the order. And I think when you can unlock the ideas and recommendations within your median employee, then you have massive success. It's very hard to compete with you. So the approach has been we almost value our newest team members more because we talk about them having very clear lenses. There's no bias. Your reaction to a customer situation, to a partner situation, is pure. And we cherish that. So we really embolden those new employees to be active and vocal and make recommendations out of the gate, as opposed to, well, you got to burn in for a couple of years before you sort of earn your stripes. And that has served us very well. Some of our best innovations have come from those early team members.
So you see all types of companies, what's going on in workforce innovation and processes. What do you see the future of the workforce being, and how will it change?
We're going to see a much more distributed workforce, I believe. And when we talk about the distribution of ownership, we talked a little bit about how empowered people can contribute from many different parts of the organization. I think there will also be greater physical distribution. The technology available to us today has given leaders comfort that people can work cross-region, cross-continent very effectively. The tools that are available today, whether they be video or tracking and automation mechanisms like Smartsheet provides, they were non-existent a decade ago. The things that we're really excited about is bringing to market solutions that help people understand how to apply Smartsheet in a very targeted manner. And to date, what we've done is we've built a great platform that can be configured and applied. And what we've done recently is actually create solutions, things like a platform for M&A processing, a platform for GDPR and privacy management, a platform for IT PMO. These are very known solutions to known needs. And when I look at the offerings that we have in our portfolio, it's making it easier and easier for companies to onboard and apply Smartsheet to those problems. The other thing that we're seeing over a multi-year frame is the incredible opportunity there is to drive integration with the ecosystem partners. When I think about Microsoft, Amazon, Adobe is one that I recently spoke to, people are hungry for the systems they use to work beautifully together. And those experiences, the improvement we've seen in the last 3 years will be, it'll be incredible what comes in the next 3 years on that front. It'll become easier and easier for people to use technology. When it becomes easier, they get confident, they're able to achieve more.
And any final sentence to CEOs of what they should be focusing on? And you can't say, you know, buy Smartsheet, use us as a customer. The final advice for them on the future of their workforce.
Trust your instincts, but don't bracket yourself to the things that worked in the past. And when you think about the investment thesis that we've deployed for many years, the math is changing. The math is changing. You can place more bets today because the cost of placing those bets on people and systems is far lower than it was years ago. And that is something that needs to be pursued very intentionally. That will not just automatically happen for you.
On that inspirational note, Mark, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.